Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on January 4 regarding Jacqueline, J-A-C-Q-U-E-L-I-N-E, Cassidy, C-A-S-S-I-D-Y. As you know, I previously evaluated Ms. Cassidy as described in the reports noted above. Apparently, she is now a 49-year-old woman who again reports she was injured at work on 8-1-12 when a countertop fell on her head. Apparently, she believes she injured her head, neck, and shoulders and went to Cape Regional Emergency Room. She had further evaluation and treatment, including cervical fusion, in August 2012 and then in September 2015. She completed a course of active care in 2020. New paragraph, I was already in receipt of much of the documentation you currently provided, so we'll focus on that which is newly available. These records show she applied for review and modification of her formal award on 4-2015, period, on 8-10-17 she received an order approving settlement to be inserted. Period, she then supplied answers to reopen her interrogatories. Period, new paragraph. 27-13, she was seen by neurosurgeon Dr. Sabo, S-A-B-O, appeared we were previously in receipt of his notes. Period. On this occasion, he noted she was status post. C4-5 anterior cervical discectomy and fusion on 8-29-12. Period. She was working modified duty as per functional capacity evaluation. Pretty diagnosed cervicalgia and ordered a CAT scan of the cervical spine. Period. This was done on on 12-5-17 to be inserted. Period. New paragraph on 5-17-18. Ms. Cassidy was again seen by a neurosurgeon, this time named Dr. Glass. Period. She had been under the neurosurgical care of his partner named Dr. Sabo, S-A-B-O. Period. On 8-29-12, he performed C4-5 anterior cervical discectomy and instrumented arthrodesis. Period. On 9-25-15, she underwent C3-4 and C5-6 anterior cervical discectomy and instrumented arthrodesis with exploration of prior fusion. Period. On this occasion, he diagnosed cervicalgia with bilateral cervical radiculopathy that he attributed to the original injury. Period. Recommended x-rays and an MRI. Period. On 8-10-18, scratch that. On 9-11-18, he reviewed the results of these studies to be inserted here. Period. They elected to try a course of physical therapy with home exercises at that juncture. Period. She returned to Dr. Glass on 10-16-18 when she wanted to continue such treatment. Period. New paragraph, additionally, she was seen by pain specialist Dr. Korda, C-O-R-D-A, on 2-13-19, period. He recommended a cervical epidural steroid injection, period. This was administered 614-419, period. Another such injection was administered on 418-19, period. On 424-19, she related good relief from the first injection, but it only lasted 3 days. Period. He recommended another cervical epidural injection. Period. He monitored her progress over the next several months, running through 10/16/19. Period. He wrote on 9/11/19, she received cardiac clearance to go forward with her third epidural injection, but he explained after this injection she would be at maximum medical improvement from a pain management standpoint. Period. She did have a third epidural injection on 10/16/19 that did not provide relief. Period. He deemed she had reached maximum medical improvement and referred her back to spinal surgeon Dr. Glass. Period. In paragraph, she did see Dr. Glass again on 1/2/20. Period. They discussed treatment options, noting the third injection provided no relief. Period. She underwent a cervical myelogram on 2/4/20 to be inserted. Period. On 2/13/20, she saw Dr. Glass again to review these results. Period. They again discussed treatment options, including both surgical and non-surgical. Period. He wrote, currently, in light of the radiographic findings, it is entirely unclear whether additional cervical operative intervention would resolve the patient's symptom complex. But weighing the risks versus benefits, he personally did not favor proceeding with surgery at that time. But from a neurosurgical perspective, he opined she had reached maximum medical improvement and should continue a home exercise program. Period. His last documented visit was on 7/2/20. Reporting increased neck pain with bilateral upper extremity radicular pain. Period. They again discussed treatment options, and she elected to have another trial of physical therapy. Period. The diagnosis was cervicalgia with cervical radiculopathy, comma, history of C3-6 instrumented arthrodesis, comma, recent cervical myelogram revealing C6-7 small central herniation without significant stenosis. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper range of motion of both shoulders was decreased with guarding. Period. Abduction bilaterally was to 135 degrees. Comma flexion right 105 degrees and left 150 degrees. Period motion was otherwise full in all independent spheres. Period combined active extension with internal rotation was to the L3 vertebral level on the right and the L4 vertebral level on the left. Period. Most of the elbows, wrists, and fingers was full in all planes without crepitus, tenderness, triggering, or locking. Period should decrease deep down reflexes bilaterally. Period manual muscle testing yielded ratchet-like 5- weakness in resisted left wrist extension and hand grasp. Period, she had 4+/5 elbow flexion strength. Period strength was otherwise 5/5. Period. The provocative shoulder maneuvers could not be performed due to her severely decreased range of motion. Period. Spine cervical inspection revealed a well-healed right anterior transverse scar consistent with her surgery but preserved left outer curve. paired active flexion with the 25 degrees, comma, extension 20 degrees, comma, rotation right 55 degrees and left 60 degrees, comma, side bending right 15 degrees and left 20 degrees. Paired there was moderate tenderness of the left paracervical musculature in the absence of spasm, but there was none on the right. Thoracic, there was tenderness in midline at T2, but nowhere else. Paired the rest of that section as normal. Impressions. Jacqueline Cassidy was originally injured at work on 8-1-12. Paired she underwent treatment that was described in my earlier reports. Paired she received an order approving settlement on 3-20-14 and then again on 8-10-17 for 65% partial total. Paired she filed a second reopener on 2-8-18 alleging material worsening of her condition. Paired per your cover letter, she was seen at the Cape Regional Emergency Department on 12-5-17 for pain. Paired a CAT scan of the cervical spine showed no acute fracture or obvious central canal compromise. Paired a CAT scan of the head was also performed and showed no acute intracranial hemorrhage, comma, mass lesion, comma, or obvious acute ischemic infarction. Paired she then was seen by Dr. Glass, and as noted above, period. Your last physical therapy note is dated 10-2-20, period. New paragraph, the joint examination. We found there to be guarded range of motion about both shoulders. Paired deep tendon root flexions were decreased bilaterally in the upper extremities. Paired she again had healed surgical scarring about the neck, but associated decreased range of motion. Paired Sperling's maneuver was negative for radiculopathy. Paired new paragraph, my opinions relative to permanency and causation are the same as previously and will be marked. Period. End.